to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. You won't bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And, you know, we needed another coffee lover on this podcast pretty much. So, you know, we're back. It's been a couple of weeks. So I brought on my good friend, Philip Cardigan. How are you?
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
It's good. It's good.
How's everything? My eyebrows look okay.
Good. They're good.
Everything's good. Everything's going good.
It's
everything's
good.
My cardigan and glasses are in the wash right now, but you know, it's nice. I feel a little naked without my cardigan, but I am wearing a shirt, so I'm not naked. But
yeah. He's good. He's ready to go. Guys, if you're new here to the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Phil, please feel free. Drop them into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Share it. Get some people in here. Let's get this chat popping, which I already see popping off in the chat already. all right.
Are they talking bad stuff about me already?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely
not. I was going to say, they barely know me yet.
No. Everything Pro Wrestling. Conrad, what's up? How are you? He said, Tiff, what's going on? So I know he left the question for you, which we'll get to in a little bit. Zach's in the chat. He goes, is that Guy Fieri?
Yes. It's actually Guy Fillary.
Yeah, in my Queen's accent, okay? My Queen's accent. Yeah, yeah. You can just excuse it. Yeah. I pronounce everything wrong, so it's all good.
No. My character is Guy Fillary.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
I can't do Guy Fieri. You were good.
Yeah.
But Guy Fieri is the real guy. You know, yes. Copyright issues. I don't want to get sued, you know.
Oh, man. I love it. Yeah. Shout out to Nails on Twitter, you know, gifting everything from Creator Pro this weekend. So I saw that you got gift. So that's going to be cool, right?
It's such an honor when she gifts me. It's the best. I love Nails.
So awesome. I finally got to meet her a couple of weeks ago. It was funny. I was like, I don't know what she looks like, but she knows me. Yeah. I was like.
Just so, the sweetest person alive. I love her.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, yes, that was awesome. And so, Zach says, who washes their glasses with their clothes?
Now that I think about it, it might have been an accident. You know, sometimes you put things in your pockets and your pants and you throw them in the wash?
Uh-huh.
I think I just accidentally threw my glasses in the wash, too. But you know what? Joke's on you, Zach. They're going to come out squeaky clean.
Ooh.
Or broken.
Probably broken, depending, you know.
Yeah, well, find that on the next interview to see how my glasses came out. So.
Maybe you should, make a video. Like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, put it up, like a TikTok video, pretty much. Like, what happens?
Yeah.
When Phil puts his glasses. Yeah, I think that'd be a cool little series. Kind of like, you know, like Bobby Orlando with his basketball, you know, extravaganza over there.
That's right. I'm writing that down right now. Hold on so I don't forget. Okay. Before and after glasses washing machine. I'm gonna forget what that means tomorrow, but we're gonna have fun. It's
absolutely fun. I see the chat popping off. What's going on? Jeff is in the chat. He goes, when can I see you get roughed up at Chaotic Wrestling again?
Oh, that's a great question. Wow. I actually I miss Chaotic. I haven't been there in a while. I need to go back. I love all those guys and girls. So hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. and let them know that you want little Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Let them know either you want Guy Fieri or Phil Corrigan. I think either or they'll take.
Yeah. So, and then we'll get into a little bit of Rad Pro in a little bit. Also, I'm getting through the chat. Dave's in the chat. He said, hey, Dave, what's going on? Ciara's in the chat. She said, Guy? I love it. Zach, this is what it looks like when you
put my new gimmick, if I'm being honest.
There you go. It could be like a Rad Pro wrestling gimmick. I'm dead. Zach's like, this! He's making fun of like Bobby. He goes, is what it looks like when you put your glasses on a washing machine.
But then Bobby would just throw the glasses and the whole washing machine into a basketball hoop.
Oh, man. Jeff says, my 9-year-old wants a match. Ooh, you're getting challenged already. Ooh.
How strong is the 9-year-old?
He's pretty strong.
Okay.
He's pretty strong.
I'm going to have to do some more squats. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
somebody book it.
Somebody book it. We're gonna have that. Zach says, I first saw Phil at Chaotic Reloading taping. I fell in love with him instantly. Look at that.
Oh, that is so good.
See? It's a very positive experience here.
I love it. It's so positive. I love it.
We're doing positive. We love all the people in the chat. Thank you guys so much. All right. So let's kick off with my questions that I have here. Again, you guys feel free. Drop it in here. So I have some questions. We got some fan tweets, some fan DMs, all that fun stuff. But, you know, like I was like, we got to start off hot with this podcast. Again, you're a fellow coffee drinker like me. I'm obsessed. I have my mare.
Oh, I love that.
Wait. Got a
hat. Oh, it's got the top hat. Oh,
wait.
Oh, don't tell me there's a third piece. Oh, that is insane. Oh, I love that.
It was like, that we have to. I know, like, the lighting's like, there we go.
My coffee cup is not as extravagant, but.
Wait, do you have a marker? You could draw a face on it.
Oh.
You should draw a tie for CPA.
I should draw a tie.
Just for CPA, because we love CPA here.
We. This is a very CPA-loved podcast, I can tell you that right now.
Definitely.
And just so you know, this is decaf coffee, otherwise I'd be going a little nuts.
Like bouncing off the walls a little bit.
Like I do in the ring, so.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I feel like, you know, obviously we're going to, you know, chat here, but I feel like you and me need to do, I used to do a podcast called That Coffee Podcast, C-A-W-F-E-E, coffee, because,
coffee.
You know, the queen accent, you know, the queen's accent is very thick.
Right.
So we used to sit there and drink coffee, and what we used to do is we used to get the K-pots, and we had the machines like next to us, and then we would test different coffee. Oh my god, some were good, some were bad. The first episode that I did, we went through 10 cups, and stupid us drank the full cups. So by the time that I was done with the podcast, I was on the couch with a headache.
Sure. Were you like running up the wall?
No, stuff? I couldn't, because I had such a bad headache. So bad.
Wow.
So don't do that.
I mean, listen, I love the commitment of drinking the full cup instead of just doing the sips. They probably don't give you any cautions about or warnings on the label about drinking 10 cups during a live stream. But
yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm a fan.
So I feel like you and me have to like.
And I feel like
do an episode.
I feel like you're gonna have to bring that back though.
Yeah, I feel like you and me are gonna like segment. Have to do that. Like another day. Oh. We're gonna plan it out. You know, maybe we'll do something that we kind of buy like the same variety pack or something like that. And then we can test it together. You know, I did ones where I just picked up random, you know, random K cups. And then the other person picked up random K cups.
Sure.
You know, we just tested it, you know.
And mine will secretly be decaf and then yours will be caffeinated. So I won't be the one bouncing off the walls. But I won't tell you that till after the stream. And then you're like, Phil, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, no.
Sounds like a plan for me.
Nobody tell Tiffany that.
No, don't tell me. No. Yeah. I love it. So tell us a little bit. What is your favorite coffee?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So my favorite type of coffee is usually in a cup. But as far as like what kind of coffee, mm-hmm. I love a dark roast, a little bit of Pike Place. I like dark coffee.
Yeah.
I like a dark roast, you know? Something to really get me going in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I like to drink it hot most of the time. That's not true. That's not true. I do like a nice coffee.
The summertime.
I will say this. I haven't been a huge fan of the pumpkin spice coffee for the majority of my life, but now I'm ordering pumpkin spice with the cold foam, like an insane amount. Like I haven't had pumpkin spice before.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Very fall festive of film.
Let me know in the chat what's your favorite coffee. Conrad says, book it. I'll be watching for the coffee episode. See, we already got people hyped for it. We're gonna write it down. So, all right, so what is the worst coffee that you ever had?
Oh.
Hi, Jimmy. He goes, none. Get out of
here. Jimmy! Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Now, there was, I'm not going to mention any names, but I went to a diner once. Where was I? I was in some place in New York for a wrestling show, and we went to a diner after the show, and all I wanted was a coffee, right? And it literally just tasted like toilet water with like coffee beans in it. Ugh. And I was a very, very sad boy.
No.
After that, because all I wanted was that one cup of coffee, and it tasted probably it was the worst tasting coffee. I don't know if they don't like me how I wrestle, and they knew I was coming, and they're like, oh, we'll give him the crappiest coffee we have. But I'm not going to mention any names. It was a diner, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't remember the name of the diner. Most of them, but that was the worst coffee I've ever had.
Oh man, I think the worst coffee I had was that Death Wish. And it's funny, Jimmy's in the chat because I was with Jimmy. Oh my god. Well, we went to a tattoo convention, all right, and they were giving free coffee, but it was in the can, so it was like ice in the can. Oh my god, it was disgusting. Like,
I will say, sometimes I feel like coffee companies could do really well with like their pods or beans, but I feel like when they put it in the can, it's never good.
Yeah,
I don't know if the chat could like name some other ones that like are pretty good.
Yeah,
in cans, let me know and I'll try them. But like I did like the Starbucks ones for a while, like the double shots, but that was like it. Like every other coffee company, I couldn't find any good canned ones. So maybe that's it. You know, I don't know.
And now I want to try that spiked Dunkin'. I gotta find it. Did you see this? Spike Dunkin'? Yeah,
no.
It's beer. And yeah. So I got to find it and then we'll save it. And then I feel like that's what you and me have to try on the podcast.
After a show, we'll
do a little video. And then like,
I just can't. I have to make sure, though, that I'm not like accidentally putting that into my coffee cup before my match.
Yeah.
And drinking that in my match.
Because okay, then so I'll be hold a little, it. I will hold it.
Yeah. Make sure, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that during a wrestling match.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Match,
we don't need to bounce it away.
Yeah. Jimmy, I can barely wrestle as it is.
Jimmy said that shit was nasty. Stay away from it. Don't mix it with coffee. I saw some other stuff in the chat. Let me grab it. Conrad said, CPA and Philip Cardigan can't get a hot tag all match. They slam coffee fire up and boom. Great finish. I love it. Dave,
that made me pop. That was a good pop.
Dave says coffees are generally best in a cup. Yeah.
Generally. Listen, he says that, but I put it in my hands and it's not a good time.
Yeah.
It's not a good time. Especially if it's hot.
Sierra says no coffee, only C4. You cannot. The last, I didn't go to this Creative Pro show, but the last Creative Pro show that I went to, that was in Lynbrook, she was drinking a lot of C4, and she was hyped, a little too hyped.
Yeah, I noticed that when I love C4, I love their product, and the people who come to the shows too and give out the cans are just phenomenal. But I noticed that one of my favorite things to do, obviously at the shows, is meeting the fans. But I noticed that when I do meet the fans, like on a day that they're not there, they'll be like, hey, Phil, can I, I'm a fan. Can I get a picture with you? versus the days where C4 is there, and they're like, "Hey, Phil, I love you so much. Can I get a picture with you?" And I'm like, but I'm also like drinking a little bit too, so I'm like, "Yeah, you can get whatever you want." We're just like both bouncing off the walls, taking pictures. So that's like the main difference of when they're there and when they're not there. I feel like, and I love it. So what I'm telling the fans is, if you get a C4 at the wrestling show, we'll have one together and we'll take pictures.
There you
go. And we'll
be
bouncing off the walls.
Jamie's in the chat. She says, "Hi, Philip."
Hi, Jamie.
All right. Let's
Jamie go way back.
Awesome. All right. So let's talk a little bit wrestling. Let's talk about Creative Pro pretty much. You know, let's talk about a little bit of like the training, how you got there, you know, some of your favorite moments. You know, obviously we could talk about some stuff with CPA, you know, Bryce, you know, there's just so much. So I'm going to leave
there's
that
so
for
much.
You. Like, you
there's
know,
so much. Okay. Well, I started at Creative Pro. I didn't actually, begin my training at Creative Pro. I began my training at Victory Pro Wrestling. They had a great school with, Ricky Reyes, was the head trainer. Unfortunately, the school shut down, but around the time the school shut down, Brian Myers and Pat Buck were beginning to open up Creative Pro. And I know a few guys were going there. Like, I was still kind of traveling, with Ricky to, like, he would train in different states and I would kind of go and visit him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, training like that much and like going certain states, I kind of wanted like a home, mm-hmm. like I had already. And I think it was VSK who told me, he was like, "Hey, you know, Pat Buck, Brian Myers opening up a school, like you should come check it out," or whatever. And I remember going to a very, very early Creative Pro show where I think it was like everybody was like still really, really new. Mm-hmm. And I remember like watching like MJF, like early MJF, and like Max Caster and Bronson. And like for how new they were like incredible, like absolutely. And there was just, you know what I mean? Like, for the lead, like the little amount of time they've been wrestling, they're already putting on like these like phenomenal shows. I'm like, something special about this place. And then like I joined, and even like the little things like we do, like we stretch together, the way we practice together, it's like, it just felt like a family. And I think I've been there since 2015, mm-hmm. but like they're my second home, you know. They're my family. So it's probably one of the greatest decisions I've ever made. It was joining Creative Pro. Mm-hmm. And I highly suggest any new student, if they're in the New York area, join Creative Pro, because I think it's the best school in the world. But I'm biased. but yeah, that's how I got my start at Creative Pro.
Yeah. And here we are. And here we are, pretty much.
And here we are.
Well, that was awesome. You guys can check out usually on Twitch, you can watch Creative Pro, if you're, or IWTV, you can check that out pretty much. All the stuff's on there. The latest show's on the YouTube channel, so you can check that out. That was cool, though. Like, I like the Halloween Rumble. That was, like, fun. Unfortunately, like, I couldn't come, but, you know, it was cool. I was upset that I couldn't watch it live.
You missed out. Guy Fieri was there, you know. I don't know what happened to that guy. So, myself and a lot of people, I think the Halloween Rumble is like one of our favorite events at a Creative Pro Wrestling show.
Yeah.
Just because it's just so entertaining and it gets so wild. That the funny enough, the Halloween Rumble is where the Phil character was born.
Yeah.
I think in 2019 mm-hmm. it was born. Because I was Dwight Schrute and Brian Myers loved the gimmick so much he wanted me to keep doing something like that. And I was like, okay. And then here I am, Phil Cardigan, putting his glasses in the washing machine. but yeah, you'll never know what you'll see at a Halloween Rumble. It's almost like a mini like WrestleMania if you think about it. That's how I see it. I don't know. It's awesome.
And I put this out on Twitter the other day because like that is so entertaining. I mean, I went to one of the Halloween ones. The one that was like 2 years ago, the one that Dan Housing was at Lynbrook. So I was at
Halloween
one.
Housing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. Like, so I was at that one. But like, it's just great because you don't know who people are going to come out as. And it's just wonderful. Right. So now, like, I need a rumble, okay, where any independent wrestler, you know, so let's say it's like 30 people, right? The 30 people, you have to dress as each other. So, like, you're in it, somebody has to play you, you know, and right. maybe you're playing, like, Leo Sparrow. And then, like, maybe, like, Jack has to, you know, like, Leo Sparrow beats Jack. Like, I want to see that.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
It'd be fun.
That's phenomenal.
I think it'd be fun. It'd be interesting.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Who's booking it?
It would be very interesting. It would be.
Like, would you guys share gear, like, or, like, get something close towards
we're gonna
it?
We're going to have to share. We're going to have to share. I have my clothes are very small. But if they could fit into my gear, I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, if I played Leo Sparrow, I'd have to eat a lot of spinach. Mm-hmm. And he eats a lot of spinach. I mean, a lot of spinach. So I don't know if I'm ready to be Leo. Mm-hmm. But I agree. I think we should do something like that. I always had an idea where, like, everybody would be in the Rumble, and whoever has, like you would, like, announce your credit score, and then whoever had the highest credit score would win, and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's something I had an idea. But I like your idea a lot better. I think your idea kind of makes more sense for a wrestling match.
I think it'd be fun. It would be really fun to see, like, everybody, like, play everybody else. It'd be really fun. Ciara says, I have outfits you can borrow. So there.
Yeah, Ciara does quite the cosplay of everybody. So she could actually just do the entire Rumble
herself.
Like, yeah, pretty much, you know. She's she cosplayed at least maybe 10 people.
Yeah.
Now, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Ciara.
There's a lot. It's awesome. Now I'm part of, like, the message now. So, like, now I see, like, the before of, like, who she's getting the stuff for. And, you know, who's the next wrestler that she's coming as. So I think that's pretty awesome. That's really awesome.
Right. And so, you know what we're doing now, right? We're kind of planting the seed a little bit for mm-hmm. this Rumble. So I like where this is headed.
See? Who's booking it? Make it happen.
I can't. So who's booking it? You know? I don't have that power, but if I had it.
All right, who wants to give me some money? I think I can run a pretty awesome show.
Yeah.
So, it'd be pretty freaking awesome.
Forget my credit score idea. That idea was so much better.
That's like a CPA thing. Like, you and CPA could, like...
Oh, yeah. It would just be me and him in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he would probably win. I don't know how my credit is, but whatever.
Captain Dave's in the chat. What's going on, Captain Dave? How are you?
Captain Dave. Captain Dave. Me and Captain Dave go way back. Yeah. Way back.
That's so awesome. All right, let's do this. Obviously, I've seen you, and, like, we're going to talk a little bit more about some other promotions or whatever like that. But for the fan that's listening to this podcast, never seen you wrestle before, what is the go-to match that you would recommend for them to watch to become a Phil fan?
Ooh, that's a great question. So, funny enough, I just uploaded myself versus Phil Cardigan versus Matt Cardona mm-hmm. at FWF Live 5 on my YouTube channel. You can check me out at Phil Cardigan on YouTube. I think it's one of my favorite matches. Me against Brian Myers would be a good one too. I've had a lot of chaotic ones where they kind of define Phil, chaotic wrestling. Mm-hmm. If you go on my YouTube channel, you can definitely find a lot of Phil Cardigan tape studies, so you could study my character. I would say check out my Matt Cardona match.
There you go.
My favorites right now.
So that's pretty awesome. The Cap TVs are fun. I'm glad that I was able to come to one. I was kind of sad that I couldn't come to the last one because when they changed the date, I had stuff planned already. So I'm hoping to come in the next one. So you and me, we got to shake some hands, you know, because me and CPO will shake hands. It's our thing. We got to shake hands.
I got to shake your hand better than CPA does now.
Now it's a competition. Are you going to join into the Chokeslam Championship too, like Bryce did?
Chokeslam's hurt, but if I could maybe do it on a safe, on a softer surface, then maybe.
On a donut?
And Bryce does give a... Yeah. Oh, yeah, if there was multiple donuts and they had, like, frosting on them for extra support, maybe. But Bryce also gives a very hard, like, chokeslam. It's very powerful because he's a big guy. So.
Yeah.
Jeff
in the chat says, any fan you'd love to rough up? Damn.
Whoa. Any fan that I would love to rough up? Well, I love all my fans, right? I do. I love all my fans. If there had to be a fan I would rough up, He would have to not love CPA. He would have to hate CPA.
Damn.
I think. Am I right or am I wrong? I don't know.
There you go.
Because anybody who doesn't love CPA, I don't know. You're right. I don't know what to tell you.
Jeff just said,
I love all my fans.
Jeff says that needs to be a permanent question. Damn, you're trying to get me. Listen, you guys already get me in trouble with the cereal question. Can't stand you guys. It's pinned on my Twitter. I can't. Or X, excuse me, X, you know.
Can't say that anymore. It's X.
It's X. X marks the spot, pretty much, yeah. You know. Damn, Jeff, he says, I hate CPA. Damn, he's looking to fight you now.
Jeff. Listen, meet me at the Applebee's in about 15 minutes next to Creator Pro. I won't be there, but I figured you can go have a nice steak dinner or something.
Aw, Leisha's in the chat. She goes, Nails in New York sent me here and is the reason I became a fan of Phil.
Oh, my God. That legitimately makes me so happy that Nails, like, has reached out to, like, more fans to this situation. Like, I love Nails. Nails is the sweetest person. And thank you for – she calls us Carta fans. Mm-hmm. She was the one who actually coined the name Cardi fans. So I appreciate you being a Carta fan, and I'll give you a little bit of this.
There you go.
I don't want to do too much of that because I'll pull a handspring.
Don't do that. We got coffee to drink, okay?
Thank you for being a fan. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for coming in here for the chat. I mean, I love it. I appreciate it. All right, let's talk about some rad pro wrestling, all right? Shout out to Scott. I love what he's doing. If you guys haven't already, go check out my interviews with him. We talk about, you know, we break down everything of his career, and then we've also broke down rad pro. So if you want to know a little bit more about it, it's so awesome. You got to be part of it. So we talked a little bit, like, when he was on, you know, coming up with the names and you guys having to, like, create this character. And I think it's amazing because, you know, you're known as Phil. So it's like, all right, now here's this new character. Come out of your comfort zone. Do something completely different, you know. And then also, like, what's it called? Well, you're Ned Relish. I love the names, right? Like, the names are amazing. Shout out to Scott because I love what he's doing. Talk to us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it was pretty funny when Scott pitched me the show, right? I already knew he was, like, onto something, right? And he was like, yeah, it's, like, set in the 90s, and, like, you're not going to be Phil. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what? I am Phil. What do you mean? And he's like, no, you're going to be, like, Ned Relish. And I was like, who is that a person? So, like, we had to, like, talk about it. And when he described the whole theme of the show, I just thought it was, like, so, like, innovative.
Yeah.
And basically every wrestler that you know is not the wrestler that you know. They go on the show and it's they're stuck in the 90s, and it's a whole new set of characters, gimmicks, moves. And it's really something I've never really seen in a wrestling show before. And it's very entertaining. I would highly recommend checking out a Rad Pro show. And I'm currently teaming with CPA, also known as Carl Patrick Alabaster. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'd get the names confused. I'd call him Ned.
Yeah.
But we're the break room, right? Yeah. I mean, we work a 9-to-5, and we have so much pent up energy during our 9-to-5, we have to release it in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's not getting, you know, and smart Mark Sterling is my boss.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sometimes I put in my PTO and he doesn't request it. And I just need to beat somebody up for it, you know,
right.
And it's stuff like that that really, ticks me off. And I think he gives Carl a little more leeway with the job. You know, he lets him leave early. Meanwhile, I got to stay late. I had to miss my sister's wedding because, you know, Carl requested PTO. You know what? I don't want to get into it. Go see the show. It's a great show. A little bit of drama, but it's fine. It's fine.
So good. That's up on IWTV if you guys are interested. Go watch it. Like, I sat here and I sit and dying laughing. It was, like, one of the best things that I've seen. So it's so different if you haven't watched it. Desmond Cole's in the chat. Boofa. He goes.
Desmond Cole's in the chat?
Yes.
Desmond Cole's in the chat.
He
He
said, "My dude, entertaining gem over here. Tell him my match on Saturday was for the Repo Man."
Yes, tell him my match. I know he can hear me, but tell him my match was for Super Pogo.
Did you hear that, Boofa? I love it. So, I saw he got to make a debut at House of Glory, so shout out to him. You know,
I love Desmond Cole. Yeah. I love. I'm talking about him like he's not here right now, but I love the big Boofa. He's one of my. He's legitimately one of my favorite wrestlers. But don't tell him I said that in person.
No, don't. Jeff says the first Rad Pro Wrestling I was lucky enough to go to. Wish I could go to everyone. So much talent. I know. I want to go. It's so far. I love everybody. It's such a hike. I love it. I feel so bad.
You know what though? It's worth. The drive, or the plane, or whatever you take.
I drive by myself all the time, so it's like it's a lot, you know. So
here's what you do: you take 10 pods of the coffee pods, you drink those. You might get a little headache. I don't recommend doing that. We should have put a PSA out before, not to do that. I'm saying to do it, but what I'm really saying is don't do it. But
we need a coffee pot in the car, like, you know, we need that setup.
Put the Keurig in the car. You know, get yourself a little bit of water. You know, maybe stay away from Death Wish. I mean, I can't say anything personally about Death Wish. I think they're okay.
Oh my God, but. Desmond Cole said, "Super Pogo." That's the best one. Yeah.
And I can see him. I can see how he said it too. I can just picture how he said it.
He goes, "You're the realist, bro."
If he was in front of me right now, I'd give him a hug.
Aww. He said, "You're the realist, bro. Keep killing it for real."
He's killing it.
He is. Eventually, Desmond's gonna have to come back for a return interview. I know, like, I went to the Remarkable School recently, and you know, we talked to Desmond. So if you guys are interested, you know, you get a little background of, you know, going to wrestling school. If you want some questions, Des had, you know, I asked Des a couple of questions, but I think we're gonna have to have him come back because he's got a good thing going on. Jamie says, "I miss you. I miss you too. I need to come to another chaos." I know. I will. we're gonna set up a GoFundMe for Tiffany to get a Tesla self-driving with Keurig built in. Jesus Christ! All right, we're moving on.
I'll set that up.
You're gonna set that up. All right, cool. He's got me over here. All right.
Check it after the interview.
All right, let's talk Blitzkrieg Wrestling because that's another promotion that, you know, we love here. You know, you teamed with Dr. Cool a few times, who's no longer Dr. Cool, but you know, when you wrestle with him, you know, Dr. Cool. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, Blitzkrieg. Those fans are awesome. You know, I love those shows. They're fun.
They are fun. I definitely need to go. I need to go back more. I do need to make more of an appearance on Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Dr. Cool. Oh well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. Yeah. The artist formerly known as Dr. Cool.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great teaming with and the fans at Blitzkrieg. I know, like, Bryce, Donovan, Bobby Orlando, they're like household names there, but they always have nothing but good things to say about Blitzkrieg Pro Wrestling. So I definitely got to get over there a lot more, and I got to meet some of the fans. So
yeah, a lot of great fans up there. So
yeah.
All right, let's see. So, you know, let's talk about, like, you know, teaming with some of the wrestlers, you know, like you team with CPA, you team with Aaron Rourke, you know. So who did you have the most fun with, and who do you want to team with that you haven't?
Oh, that's a great, great, great grandfather of a question. all right, who do I want to – all right, who's been my favorite teaming with? My favorite teaming with – oh, you put me on the spot here. Okay, but whoever I say, you can't let the other person know that I said the other person, so –
we'll say that we're not live or anything, right?
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. I really enjoyed teaming with Aaron Rourke, but don't tell CPA that I said that, because I also really enjoy teaming with CPA as well. Mm-hmm. I think me and Aaron had a little bit more. Aaron was like the serious wrestler, and I'm like the comedy wrestler.
Right.
So it kind of put like a good contrast between the two. Where CPA, when you see CPA and Phil Cardigan, it's just great shenanigans all over the place.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, you're going to be entertained, but it's a lot of shenanigans. So I did like, and me and Aaron had a little, like, we had more like serious, like, Now I feel bad. I feel like I'm throwing CPA into the bus, but I'm not.
No, we love CPA.
I love CPA. And I said, anybody who has a problem with CPA has a problem with Neff and Relish. So what I'm saying is I think I had a more more serious matches with Aaron, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of... And the dynamic, you can watch it on past Cap TVs. The dynamic was... I loved it. I also love teaming with CPA, so yeah. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. That's all I'm saying. So, and who do I want to team with? I would love to team. There's a couple, so you're gonna have to give me.
Go for it. Let me put it out there up. Because you know once you put it out into the universe, it's got to happen.
All right, I'm gonna throw a bunch of names at you.
Okay, so just let's go for it.
Bear with me, okay? Bobby. I almost just ended the call because I went to point down and I had it right on the end. Anyway, sorry. Bobby Orlando. Mm-hmm. I would love to team with Brian Myers, Matt Cardona, Smart Mark Sterling, TG3. I would love to team with TJ Crawford. And... I think I'm just throwing it out there. I think me and Orange Cassidy would make a pretty good, pretty good team. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah. You know, just saying.
Just watch saying. Your coffee with, the kicks.
He hasn't answered. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't answered a single one of my emails, but I'm going to keep spamming him.
Okay.
Oh, and Maven too. Maven. I want a team with Maven. So. Okay. Maven's one of my favorites.
Joe's in the chat. He goes, I love sweater weather. Hell yeah.
Sweater weather, yeah.
Sweater weather. Zach says, do you think Nomi will rock a cardigan?
Oh. Do I think... Everything Nomi does is badass. So, I would love... first of all, I would love to team with Nomi, too.
Hell yeah.
And her wearing a cardigan, like, as a gnome... Oh, my God. I gotta call her right now. Hold on. That also needs to happen. So, do I think she can? Absolutely. Are we going to? I'm going to beg her. So, yeah.
Okay, so, like, if she wears it, then yours has to have a little gnome on it. You have to have, like, a little pin or... Yeah.
Well, I would be as much of a gnome as I could be. I would probably... See, I would probably take it too literal, where I think I would probably just... dress up as the gnome, mm-hmm. and then while she's in the match, I'd be out on the lawn just kind of sitting there, mm-hmm. like that. And then she'd be like, she'd go for the hot tag, where's Phil? And I'm just like watching like the guy mow the lawn, while he's like trying not to kick it by accident. So,
Zach said, you got to wear a gnome hat.
So. Of course.
All right, let's do some of these fan tweets here. This one's from Dave. And it was funny because VPW Radio followed up on it. So Dave says, if you could create a cinematic wrestling match, what would it be? And then Radio said, followed up, if we have any input, we'd like a cinematic match featuring Phil versus Grammar Cop versus Mr. O'Hay with special guest referee, CPA.
Okay. All right. So I did see this on Twitter. Or on X, I can't say Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, and it pains me to say this because I can't answer that right now.
Okay.
Because I'm currently in the process of writing a cinematic match.
Oh.
And I think, first hearing it on the show, but I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised with the outcome. So.
Ooh. Okay.
I can't say anymore. Ooh. But just you wait.
I'm excited.
Wait.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Do we get like a snippet? Is there going to be coffee in it? Like,
oh, of course there's going to be coffee in it. But I'm in the process of writing it right now.
So we need to get you sponsored by like one of these coffee places so that we could have like a pool of like coffee,
Yeah. Oh, like the mimosa match at AEW,
yes,
like something like that.
But
yeah,
coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to
I've
be
already
coffee.
Tried. I've
Not
already
Death
tried
Wish,
that.
Though. I'm sorry. No. Yeah. Like.
No. Listen. I've already tried pitching that idea to multiple coffee brands, and they laugh at me. So.
All right, we got to work on that. Pretty much. Nails is in the chat. What's up? Says hello. I have arrived. Did I miss any juicy gossip? Yes, lots of gossip. Lots of gossip.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jessica at work? Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I'll tell you all about the gossip later. I think she's about to quit.
Oh. All right. So she says, is he going to do any more comedy sketches for his YouTube? He's so funny.
Yes. Did Nail say that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I love Nails, first of all, first and foremost. And yes, I've been a little bit quiet with my sketches right now because I've been working on I've been working on a bunch of things at once that I kind of want to throw out.
Uh-huh.
So I've been working on something like writing and shooting it and stuff. So I'm working on something right now. It's almost done. So check check X, check Instagram, my YouTube. That's going to be out soon. It's kind of a documentary. I don't want to give anything else away, but check that out soon. I think everybody will really enjoy it. And then, yeah, I'm shooting more stuff. So I'm basically shooting a lot at once and trying to put it out.
Okay.
So just keep checking my YouTube and my Instagram and everything else.
So make sure you subscribe to his YouTube. It's in the description below. So I got you guys covered. Lichi says, did you ever finish the Goat Simulator video game? Because that was an experience.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. No, I haven't. me and Lichi did. We clocked in some hours on Twitch with the Goat Simulator. I should. My internet connection has been horrible, so I haven't been able to stream lately, unfortunately. But and I don't want to like cut a stream out early, so I felt terrible about it.
Mm-hmm.
But have I played since? No. And the reason for that is because I feel like I can't play without Lichi or whoever watched me on that stream. So that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next tweet. We got one from Dante. He goes, if he was going to start an Italian chef-based tag team, who would it be, and is that person the best?
All right, so here's the thing, right? If I was going to start an Italian-based tag team, it would most definitely be with none other than Dante Drago, who is, according to a recent study done in 2021, he is the best, mm-hmm. according to scientists.
Uh-huh.
Dante Drago is best. And I think we would call it the Bolognese Boys.
And we come out,
right, and we hand out a couple plates of Bolognese, right? Sometimes I'll even do my Robert De Niro. I'll be like, you looking at me? There's nobody else here. You know? But we would definitely be called the Bolognese Boys, and it would be very, very Italian. We just hit people with bolognese.
I like that. So and then when you come out, I'll have like, you know, the grated cheese, you know, the Locatelli. I got you covered. It's gotta be grated. Locatelli. Right. I like the Locatelli.
Right. When I beat somebody, right? When I pin somebody and I beat them, and when they're laying in the ring, you could say, like, you can go over them and say grated cheese, and I'll be like, sure. And then you say when, right? And you'll do the grated cheese over them. But thing is, I'm never gonna say when, so they're gonna be covered in grated cheese by the end of the match. I think I'm gonna message Dante right now.
Well, we need some breadsticks or some garlic bread.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so endless breadsticks too.
There you go. That could be like the foam, like, you know how they have like the fingers, like when you go to like the baseball games and stuff, like the foam, right? It could be
garlic sticks. Yeah. Would it be a huge garlic stick, though, or would it be, like, an average garlic stick?
That's what she said. I'm sorry. All right, we're getting out of control now.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know. It would be fun. Or, like, the inflatable ones, like, you know, it would be fun to see that in the crowd.
I would want it to be real.
Yeah. Man, that would be great. let me go back into the chat. Jeff, I'll fight you. He goes, Dante sucks. Your choice in partners is horrible. I'll fight you. No, Sierra's fighting him. Okay, I don't really need to.
Jeff is just picking for a fight.
Podcaster of the year.
For a fight. Listen, Jeff, meet me at Applebee's in 20 minutes. I won't be there, but, you know, treat yourself. Get something good for yourself, you know?
Puck some work. Treat yourself. Hold on. I see like a whole bunch of stuff. on I saw something. Where did I miss? Oh, Nail says, does Phil have a black eye? Did they already mention that? Who did it to him? I just want to talk to them.
Oh, yeah. Can you see that?
Yeah, I noticed it. I wasn't going to break it up, but since...
I do have a black eye. Yeah. That happened in the main event of Victory Pro Wrestling this past Saturday against Jack Tomlinson. It was not Jack Tomlinson's fault. It was my fault. I don't want to say how because it's embarrassing, but that's where it happened.
Oh, just say Dark Jack came out and he came out to play because.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I'll say what happened. I tripped over his body and my eye hit the mat face first. I keep telling people you should see the other guy, but that's really what happened. That's really what happened.
Mad wrestling. Anybody who says like wrestling's fake, go. You know, like I give you guys a lot of credit. Like you guys bust your ass to entertain us.
And my eye, I bust my eye too.
Well, yeah, you bust. Anyway, but no, I appreciate you. So if like, you know, people don't say enough, like we appreciate what you do, like to entertain us, you know, you guys go through so much, you know, so thank you for that.
I do it because I love everybody. Aww, everybody watches.
I love that. All right, let's go to the next fan tweet. This one's from Everything Pro Wrestling. Kara, how do you feel about the name Ugly Christmas Sweaters?
How do I feel about the name or how do I feel about. Like,
well, he said actual, the name.
Like the actual.
Well, he said the name, but you know what? We can do both.
Okay. I guess I see what he means. So the ugly Christmas sweater. I think it was. It seems like it was originally supposed to be like a, like a joke, maybe, right? And like I don't know. So the way I pictured the guy who pitched the first ugly Christmas sweater was like, oh, let's have an ugly Christmas sweater party. But then it was not an ugly Christmas sweater party, right. But then it caught on and he started doing it every year. And then like other people started stealing the idea. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like a national, like a global thing. I think that's, if I had to take a guess, that's probably what happened. So are they really ugly? I've seen some ugly ones. Don't get me wrong, but not like in the way that you think. Like I've seen ugly ones on like Amazon and Kohl's that I probably wouldn't buy, you know, but like if they got like you know, Santa Claus peeing on it, you know, then that's not an ugly, it's just funny.
Yeah,
so the whole concept of ugly Christmas, we're getting really deep right now. I feel like I'm on a TED talk right now about this, but like the whole conversation of ugly Christmas sweaters. Listen, if you go to Amazon and you find a really ugly Christmas sweater that you would say, I would never wear that in a million years, that's an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
But if you find one of, like Rudolph, like, you know, posing, like, I don't know, like, against, like, Santa or something, I don't know, in, like, an inappropriate way, then it's like, that's not ugly. It's just, oh, it's comical for, like, a few hours when you're at the party, but then... it kind of dies out when you've seen it after a while. That's what I think they should be called. Mm-hmm. I think the ugly Christmas sweater should be called funny for a couple of hours until you've seen them for a good amount of time sweaters. So,
well, now I thought of another video that you could do on your channel. You should be the host of the ugly sweater contest and you'd be the judge.
Hold on. I'm writing this down.
And by the way, Christmas. Nail says, oh my God, I would love a Phil Cardigan ugly Christmas sweater. I so think you should do that too.
I've tried very hard to do that. I just need to find a good, reputable company to help me with that. So if anybody knows anything, send them my way. I've tried.
So there you go. Yeah. Lisa said that name would look great in the ads.
I think so. It might be a little too lengthy, but I think if we take three words out, I think it should be okay.
Rob in the chat says, what are his thoughts on turtlenecks?
Turtlenecks are great. I wear one turtleneck with one of my cardigans, but the problem is that I have a love-hate relationship with them because I wrestle in them and they're really hot, especially when you wrestle in them.
Right.
So regardless if it's 3 degrees out or 70 degrees out, sometimes I'll rustle in a turtleneck and it's the worst thing in the world. So I do have a love-hate relationship with turtlenecks.
Yeah. Nancy Dan Housing did one on Pro Wrestling Tees. It was a printed design. Yeah, I think you just need the design, and then you can just have it put on a sweater. Yeah, you just need the right design for it, and you can put it on anything.
This is why Nails is my manager.
There you go. I could probably, like, you know, if you get, like, a logo, I could probably put it on a sweater. We can try to do that.
We're making money right now. We're making money and magic.
I got my cricket back here, so I got you.
Let's make some magic.
Yes, that's what we're doing. See, don't you like coming on this podcast? Everybody's here for you. It. Like, you know, we're giving you some ideas, you know?
I can't do this too much because I'll pull a hamstring.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't do that. All right, let's move on to another fan question. This is from our friends, Good Cop, Bad Cop. Here we go. It goes, with Philip Cardigan being an anagram of aphallic priding, I'll just be doing this instead. What? All right. So I'm confused because he likes to confuse me on every podcast. So he goes, all right, with Cardigan being an anagram of a card gain, what is the most you have won at playing cards or the biggest bet you have won? Oh, he just wanted to mess with me.
Yeah, that first part turned my brain off.
Yeah, I was like, what?
So I guess the real question is, how much have I won in a card game?
Yeah.
Like the most amount?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, right? I've actually lost a lot more than I've... Oh, well, here's the other thing, too. I don't really know cards. So here's my strategy to cards. A little side note, right? Everybody has their poker face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so you don't have any emotion when you know, for your deck,
right?
My poker face is I pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get the deck of cards, right? And I'll be like, oh, that's good. But in reality, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'll just start putting random cards down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get it and I'll be like, oh, very nice, very nice. So that's my poker face. But that's only because I like to pretend what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, what's the most amount I've ever won? I think, honestly, and I'm not even, like, I'm being completely serious, $20 last week on a game of, what was it? Blackjack.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's big. Yeah. I always lose. Oh, wait a minute. No, That's not true. It was $50, and then I lost it immediately. I don't put in a lot. I put in a little bit and expect that I get back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it never works out. I know that's, like, what you shouldn't do, but yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. When I go, like, even if I go gamble, like, I don't even like doing it too much. But, like, I've gone with people, and then I'd be the friend that, like, if you, like, win, like, $100, I hit the cash out on them. Like, I don't care. I just hit it. It's like, that's $100 that you just, like, won.
Right.
You know? Like, do not keep going. Like, that's $100 you didn't have, you know? So right. I'm that
right,
friend.
Right, right, right. See, I'm also, what I've been told is, if we're around, like, vending machines, if we're around, like, slot machines or, like, roulette tables, I'm the friend that's apparently good luck.
Right.
So everybody's grabbing me every which way. They're like, oh, I want Phil.
There you
go.
But
the problem is that I'm not good luck with myself.
So you need to find a Phil.
Yeah.
You need a Phil.
I need a Phil.
You need a Phil.
Everybody's winning $300, $400 when Phil's next to them, but when Phil's by himself, Phil's losing money. Explain that one to me.
I love it. Nail said, you should use your cricket to make Phil coffee tumblers. I should. I made Nomi a coffee glass. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't see that.
And it's all pink.
What?
And then it's got rhinestones on top because, you know, she's a girl and she needs rhinestones. And, you know, it's got to be blingy. And I'm extra as hell. But that would be kind of cool to do, like, you know, we have, like, a graphic and then, like, put it on, you know, like, tumblers or coffee mugs or, like, I usually do, like, the glass ones or I do the snow globe ones. So that'd be kind of cool.
Hold on. Do you hear that?
What?
That sound?
Ching, ching.
That's... I just heard a bunch of dollar signs. Hold on, wait, my eyes are about to turn into dollar signs.
I'm dead. So I'm gonna be like making coffee mugs and ornaments like within the next like month for everybody. I have like some here, like the one I made Kylon.
It's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, Kylon King.
Oh, it's a suplex. It's a German suplex.
That is the bridge with toes because I'm obsessed with my bridge with toes. So This is my favorite move.
That's perfect.
I need to make one for Bryce, like choke slamming somebody. So,
yes.
And then actually, wait. I have Bobby. Bobby should like let me sell these because we can make money.
Oh my! I 100% need one of those to put like a shot of espresso in.
We need to fill one. We got to do like a cardigan and like.
What are we waiting for?
All right, we'll talk. Anyway,
we'll talk. My people will call your people, which
sounds
really
good.
Means I'll message you.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All
right, let's do something that's dear to my heart on this podcast: wrestling with positivity. All right, which I'm actually, guys, thinking of doing like another round because I think it's been a year since I did the last one. You guys know it's important on this podcast. I do it every. You know, every wrestler or anybody that comes on to this podcast, so we talk about that. If you guys are interested in doing that, hit me up, because I'm thinking about doing it. So we're going to ask you. So is there anything that comes to mind, maybe something that you've done for a wrestler, maybe something you've done for a fan, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe a wrestler's done for you, anything that, like, we wouldn't know unless you can share that story with us?
Well, that's a great question.
I'm sure you have a million stories.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, like, Creative Pro is, like, one, like, the guys at Creative Pro, like, I would take a bullet for, and I think they would, some of them would do the same for me. That's how I feel. And I would die for those guys. But there's been so many times where, like whether they've, like, gotten me bookings, whether they've stuck up for me with promoters, like, there's been so many times. I don't know if I can name a specific one, but there's been so many times where, like, even, like, little things, too, where, like, they'll, like, we'll, like, buy somebody. I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. I will say, though, like, I know it's, like, probably not the answer that, like, you're expecting, but, like, anytime, like, somebody comes up to me and says, like, like, I have, like, all your merch, like, on, like, I have all your, like, your magnets on my fridge or whatever, or I have, like, your 8x10 hung up on my wall. It makes my day to, like, know that, like, somebody cared enough to put, like, me on their fridge or on their wall or something like that. It means the world to me. Like, I this is kind of why. Like, sometimes when wrestling gets really hard, it's, like, little moments like that kind of, like, are, like, all right, like, this makes it all worth it, you know? So stuff like that, like when Ciara dresses up as me, like I think that's the coolest thing on the planet. Like, I never thought anybody would dress up in khakis and have knee pads over the khakis, you know, like stuff like that. So like fan like wrestlers, like I can't pinpoint one thing because like it's been years of just like brotherhood and sisterhood. But like, fan interactions are, like, my favorite part of wrestling. Like, especially, like, at the table, at the merch tables and stuff. Like, them just telling me, like, oh, like, my somebody told me recently, like, oh, my cousin flew down for the weekend. I brought her here, and, like, she won't stop talking about you and stuff like that. All that kind of stuff, like, just means the world to me. I love hearing stuff like that and fans, that stories that fans tell and stuff, so. I know that was kind of like a generic answer, but, you know, I just love, like...
But those,
like,
are the meaningful things, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it's, you know, you just see it, like, through you. It's like, it does mean a lot, you know, and, like, you know, that's what I'm trying to get off. Sarah says, I'm a cry. you know, but these are the things, you know, and that's why I always tell you, because there are fans that are too afraid, you know, like, I was like that once. I didn't want to come up and talk to wrestlers. I was too afraid. You know, I've been that person that's thrown people under the bus and be like, come meet this wrestler. And like, hey, so-and-so wants, you know, like, is too afraid to meet you, you know, like, I did that to this girl, Jewel. She wanted to meet John Wayne Murdoch, and she was just, like, afraid, and I'm like, he's, like, the nicest dude. I was like, what are you talking? I'm like, John, she's afraid to meet you, you know, like, and he was like, she started crying, and he's like, no, crying, like, you know, so, you know, this moment, like, right here, you know, this is why, you know, like, you should go meet up, you know, meet your favorite wrestlers or the wrestlers, like, you guys appreciate the fans, because if it wasn't for us, you know, like...
Right. Like, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, you know? Yeah. So, so always come say hi. You know, I'm never going to not take a picture or say hi or anything like that, you know? Unless you tell me that you don't like CPA and you want to fight CPA. Jeff. But no, yeah, I mean, other than that, I'll take a picture with you or sign something.
There you,
you
know? Go. So definitely go make it out of your business to do that. Nail says, make a couple of the coffee tumbles to sell at the merch table. If Phil is over there, I'll buy one. See? Jeff said his favorite question every show. Yes, definitely. He said, all the wrestlers have no clue the amount of the happiness you bring the real fans. It's true. Nail said, Dante told me the Phil shirt was awesome once. Sierra says, the Phil stickers on my door. High heels pop. He'll pop some chair shots. What's going on? How are you? I love you guys.
How are you?
All right. Nice Sierra said, this was a question she gave me. Why do you wear the knee pads over the pants? They hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, now you know that they hurt. I have to wrestle in them.
Yeah.
Why do I do it? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to just be a fashion icon, and I think it's sticking. You know, I think it's catching on. I've had multiple people come up to me and be like, hey, like, we want to do a brand deal with, you know, this new kind of pants, khakis over the pants. And I'm just like, guys, enough. Like, you're bombarding me. But really what it is sometimes, like, it can't fit under the pants. Mm-hmm. And it looks kind of ridiculous. I mean, regardless, khaki knee pads over the khakis kind of look ridiculous, too. But and honestly, it would make a little more sense because they wouldn't move around as much. Why do I do it?
Yeah.
The real answer? I don't know. I just do it.
He'll pops a chair shot and says, I want to wear knee pads to work now.
Try it.
See, you just started a trend.
Go wear a pair of khakis, wear the knee pads over the khakis, and you might, hey, listen, you might say to yourself, this is really uncomfortable.
Sierra
said, there was no other sentence to that. You might just say to yourself, it's really uncomfortable.
Sierra said, Phil, please end the pain.
And the pain.
Nail says fashion. She also said there were some people sitting next to us at the last show who had never been there before, and they could not stop laughing at Phil eating through his match. They loved him.
Oh yeah, that see, that means the world to me too. But the other side of that too is I was legitimately starving, and I was so happy that I picked the guy who eats food for a costume, because I was really eating and I was starving.
Right.
And it was the best thing. And it was a good chicken sandwich too. So
there you go. All right. So I have two final questions for you. If you guys have any more, drop it into the chat. So we're coming to a close of 2023, pretty much. Is there any goals that you'd like to reach before the end of the year?
Before the end of the year, I want to get that cinematic match out. I don't know if that's going to happen, though, but that would be very nice. See, look, we're dropping news already on this show. So
there you go.
Cinematic match coming out. I want it to be done. I don't know if it will be, though. So that's a goal. I want to all right. Well, it was going to be a secret, but I'm opening up a Phil merch shop. It's already, like, almost, I'm just polishing it off pretty much, but like a whole, like, Phil merch stuff with other items. I want that to do really well. Mm-hmm. This year. And I would like to work more places and meet more people. That's like my biggest thing. I don't feel like I feel like I could always do better with where I'm seen and where I'm booked and meeting people. So that's something too.
Guys, you're in the chat, like, tweet at your favorite promotions, you know, like, you guys play a role. And if a promotion constantly sees you talking about, you know, wrestlers, like, it happens, like, they wind up getting booked. So help your friend out over here, you know? Don't you want to see, you know, the cardigan everywhere?
Yeah, don't you? I'm going to pull a hand from
you. Don't do that! No!
Sorry. I never learned.
Alicia says, how soon into your first match wearing khakis and a cardigan did you start to question your choice?
That's a good question. That's a great question. And the honest answer is the first match. And even with the cardigan, too, like, because what happened was I started wearing the cardigans in the wintertime, and I was like, oh, this is perfect because it's pretty cold out, and when I wrestle, it's like I'm kind of warm.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the 95-degree weather that I would sometimes have to be wrestling outside, and I'm very committed. So I come back, and I'm like, water, water. So that makes me question my life choices, but at the end, it's worth it. So I haven't had a heat stroke yet, but hey.
Oh God, knock on wood.
You never know.
Jeez.
I guess we'll find out.
No. No. None of that. Let's see. Nails is absolutely ready to support. Let's go. There you go.
Nails is the best. I love Nails.
I love it. All right. So I like to end my interviews off in a, you know, good place. We have fans that are thinking about getting into wrestling. I have fans that just started training, or maybe like they're thinking about training, you know, getting into wrestling. What's a piece of advice that you would give them?
Yeah, I mean, find a great school, a reputable school with reputable trainers. I know I'm biased with Creator Pro, but Creator Pro is like a prime example. You know, you could see the talent that they put out. It shows. But like even if you're not like available to like Creator Pro, there are other good schools out there too. But you have to be fully committed, right? Just know that it's not easy. I know I feel like sometimes a stigma for like wrestling training is like it's more like an acting class. Mm-hmm. And it's not, it's hard, it's very, very hard work. It's a lot of work, it's a lot of dedication. So if you plan on doing it, my advice is don't quit, don't half-ass it, like do it the whole way through. Be respectful to your trainers and your fellow classmates. Ask questions and just study as much as you can. And if this is something like you really want to do, then you'll be successful. But like, don't quit, you know, don't half-ass it, take it very seriously. And it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. So if you stick through it and you work hard and you dream big, you know, things will happen. So
awesome.
That's my advice.
That's great advice. Sierra says she's writing this down.
So am I.
Nail says khaki hot pants and a cardigan style tank top.
I mean, we're just printing money at this point. Am I right or am I wrong?
I love it. So, all right, well, tell everybody, like, you know, where they can follow you, you know, what do you got coming up, all that fun stuff.
Well, you could find me on Twitter. Oh, well, X. Sorry.
X.
X. X. At Phil Cardigan. Instagram at Philip Cardigan. My YouTube channel, Philip Cardigan. Check out. I'm, like I said, more content to come. So subscribe. I'm working on a few things. I actually just put out 2 new T-shirts on ProWrestlingTees.com, so go check those out. They actually literally just got approved like an hour ago.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
So I couldn't even have time to promote it yet, but I just put out 2 new T-shirts if you want to go check those out. Phil Cardigan merch shop is on its way. It's just about done, so keep a lookout for that. There's going to be some other cool items, too, that you probably won't really see anywhere else. And, yeah, I'll be at future Creator Pro shows. I should be at the next Victory Pro Wrestling show in November. I whoever said Chaotic Wrestling, I'm gonna do my best to get on Chaotic for you. And that's it. It's kind of been it's been a little bit of a slower month for me, but I'm gonna try my best to get out in front of the fans and perform. So yeah. That's where you can find me.
Jeff, get on Chase Del Monte. Tell him. Tell him.
I love Chase.
He's the water boy. I had to break his balls like that interview. I was like, oh, you know, Chase Del Monte, or should we call you the water boy? So that was pretty fun when I started going up there. Yeah, no. There's so many wonderful promotions out there. And it's just funny because, like, I feel that, too. Like, I feel like, you know, I'd like to see you at more places also. I mean, I'm Queen of the Indies, so I follow so much shit. It's crazy. You know, it's
a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Being the Queen of the Indies. Right.
I got to keep my tabs on everybody. You know,
listen,
I try.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're killing it.
I'm trying. Yeah. No, but there's a lot of wonderful promotions. So, but I definitely, it was funny because I think, I don't know who I was saying. I said, I got to tell Phil. It was like, he needs to leave like New York and start like exploring other, you know, states,
yeah.
You know?
I think that's, I think, definitely got to do a better job of, You know, I do every once in a while. It's not like I,
yeah.
You know, every once in a while I will, but then I don't do a good job of, you know, staying on top of certain places, who I know want to see me. So that's a flaw I have myself, and that's a goal. I guess that's a goal too. Like I said, it's just kind of.
Well, we're putting it out into the universe so that, like, yeah. You know, we're putting all the good yeah. juju out.
Yeah. I would love. Oh, and here's the other thing too. Like, I would love, and not a goal for
yeah
the end of the year, but I would love to wrestle like out of the country. Like, yeah. That's one of my goals too. So.
It was amazing to see everybody, right? Like, there's a lot of people, like, leaving the States and getting the opportunities, you know, even if it's, like, Canada, Mexico, and then it's, like, Japan. Yeah. And, like, it's amazing to see. Like, Aaron's been on a tear. Aaron Rourke's been on a tear, like, all over the place. Like,
new champ. Mm-hmm. New Creative Pro champion.
So, congrats to him. Amazing. So, Alicia's like, Canada? Yeah, Canada. There's so many amazing promotions up there. Barrier Wrestling, C4. There's a lot. Like, it's insane. So, you can check that out. So, I actually keep tabs, like, with some of the ones in Canada. C4 is good. That's where you need to go.
C4 in Canada?
C4. Mm-hmm.
Do they have C4 to drink, or is it just not associated?
I don't know, but they probably have plenty of poutine. And if it's like, I haven't had it, but it's like fries with gravy and cheese curds or whatever like that. Like, but if you go to C4, can you bring me back some coffee crisp?
Yeah. Oh, what is that?
It is kind of like a Kit Kat, all right? But it tastes like coffee.
Oh my God, now I gotta get booked.
When I'll have to like have McCray Martin when he comes back down. Well, now he's in I think he went to UK, was it, or London he went, so he's out, so when he comes down from Canada, he knows he has to bring me coffee crisp or like I won't love him anymore.
There's no negotiation. You have to bring
crisp. He's actually brought them, or they've been passed on to someone to give to me if he wasn't coming to the show. Like, there's videos of me eating it. It's so good. Coffee crisp is in stock. No, it's not.
It's what?
Rob in the chat said coffee crisp is in stoppage. No, it's not. No, it's
what
not.
What Stop and Shop, though? Are we talking about a Canada Stop and Shop? Because then that makes the whole world of a difference.
Like, I've been on a hunt for coffee crisp. They're only in Canada. They're so good. What? Now I'm going to be going to Stop and Shop tomorrow.
She's going to be all right,
well,
tearing through the aisles.
If I find them,
Shop.
Phil, I will bring you one. And then we'll take a video.
Please.
So you can eat it.
Unbelievable. Yes.
So you could have one with me or whatever. So you can experience. And then you're supposed to dip it in coffee.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So
find
the UK section at any Stop and Shop.
UK section? At Stop and Shop?
No. No.
I don't know if that's true.
She said I had a coffee crisp today. You guys pulling my leg.
I don't know. Unless I'm missing a whole UK section in Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I don't know.
I know where the freezer section is. I don't know about a UK section.
Nell says, I'm too excited about these new shirts. I'll have one ordered before they even tweeted about it.
Probably, that's why I love Nell.
He'll finish this podcast and he'll check his emails like, you got an order for Pro Wrestling Tees. Alicia says, I'm Canadian. I have the coffee croissette. Oh, okay. See?
Oh, see? So, right, so right. That makes sense.
So good. So good. So we're gonna get that for you. So, but so I think we covered everything. Everything's in the description below where you can follow him, his YouTube channel, his merch, all that fun stuff. Obviously, like you said, that you know he's working on a new website. So I don't have that. So I'll put that in a later date when it's all aired. You know, when it's up and running, I'll put it into the section for you guys so you can click it if you listen to this later. So is there anything else like? Before I let you go, I mean, I appreciate that you came on here and chatted with us.
No, I had a blast. Thank you for having me. Thanks for everybody chatting it up.
Yeah.
I love talking to you guys. You know, find me in the UK section of Stop and Shop trying to look for these coffee crisps.
we're gonna do an episode. We're gonna talk. We're gonna do a coffee podcast. I got to bring it back.
We have a lot of content we have to shoot. So. We got to get to work.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be busy. I love it. So,
we'll be busy.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you so much for coming on here. Thanks for everybody in the chat. Chat's been popping off today. You know, I appreciate the hell out of you. I appreciate all your questions. You know, like, I love you very much. And you listen to this later, leave us a comment below. Who do I have next week? I'll be back. Myung Jae Lee is coming. So we'll ask him for some coffee, Chris. He's up in Canada too.
Oof. He's the one.
He's the one.
He's
what? We're going to send you up there to wrestle him because he's one of the champions in barrier wrestling in Canada. We're going to send you up there. That's what
he can just pin me in 3 seconds so we can go out and get coffee.
There you go.
Book it. Book the match.
So you guys are hearing this first. I will have the graphic out probably tomorrow so you guys can see that. Leave some questions. So, but yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. So you know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Yep, I pulled the handle.